the producer is Andrew Powell, who worked with the Kate Bush albums, and he's one of those types of people that I've been looking for, I guess, in my career as an album artiste, which is he's a very fine musician, and I regard myself more as a gifted amateur than a professional musician. Like, I'm the kind of person who picks up a guitar and plays songs. That's not being over modest, by the way, because there are people out there in the music business who are brilliant musicians. And this guy, Andrew, is he can tell a band playing in the studio, you know, would you mind doing a crescendo on the flattened fifth in the seventh bar, letter H? And it'd take me a week to figure that one out, you see. So, yes, I very much enjoyed the experience, and I have no doubt that this is the best album I've made so far. I just hope that it's going to be huge in Guatemala.
It's about the only part of the world where you're not huge, actually. We'll move on to that later. I'm interested in what you said there, actually. I mean, do you consider yourself more as more of a writer than a performer, then?
No, I regard myself as both, really, but when it comes to being a professional musician, I'm not educated at all. I started by playing Beatles songs and Dylan songs, and I still play Beatles songs and Dylan songs. It's I play for my own entertainment, and it's like I regard what I can do as a gift, definitely a gift. And quite often, I look up to the heavens and I say a silent thank you, which is that's absolutely true, because It's you don't, you know, you don't get a talent like this sort of every day. I'm not saying it's a huge talent, but I can just sit down and play, which is fantastic. I've bumped into people who don't believe it, that you can actually make music when you do this. That's just how you put your fingers on a musical instrument.
Sure, yeah. The last album, of course, was At the End of a Perfect Day, which was probably your most successful album to date, and yet the advertising blurb at the time was to the effect that, yes, what a great word, Chris de Burgh is no longer a support act, because that is where you had been building your career, hadn't it, by playing
in
support
Britain,
to various artists,
yeah,
and by building up the audience appreciation and the following, I suppose. Do you feel that it's through that hard work that you're now beginning to achieve things, or is it the albums?
Well, hard work is most of all, I think is the thing. I regard myself as a small growth industry, because I'm actually 5'5½". But it's you can't expect overnight to be hugely successful just because you're a musician. And every year, I make another record, just about every year and a bit, and write the songs. And I'm just kind of getting the feedback from all over the world. It's just growing. It's definitely like the plague, you know, just drifting across the world.